The best Cardinals coverage, KMOX.
All right, so the proposed ice center at Creekcourt Park continues to be confusing. I think that's the word I would use. There's a story in our local paper written by Tony Messenger, who has an out for the Blues apparently lately. Governor Greitens and St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger says, the story says 4 days before fans of St. Louis Blues packed the council chambers. That happened the other night. I was off yesterday, didn't comment on it. This is what the story says. The National Park Service sent a warning to Missouri. It says the St. Louis Ice Center will not qualify for approval as an acceptable public facility. Under federal law, the 250,000 square foot project pitched for the northwest corner of Creekcourt Lake Memorial Park must be approved by the Park Service. But because the federal agency believes the construction of the project has begun without its approval, it's asking the DNR to shut it down. We therefore ask that you instruct the sponsor, St. Louis County, to cease work so that all legal compliance can be accomplished before construction continues. Now, my gut is that when all of the legal compliance takes place, this thing will still be built. But there is a lot of confusion about it. And St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger is with me this afternoon. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it a lot.
In particular, what did you think of Tony's story that's up there today?
Well, the column is wrong on both the facts and the law. The the St. Louis Ice Center is not a professional sports facility, first. And as was explained last night, again, to the St. Louis County Council, it's going to be used and occupied 95% of the time by not-for-profit youth and amateur ice skating organizations and the public. And an enclosed ice facility of this kind is specifically allowed by the applicable regulations that govern centers like this. And, I mean, what also needs to be noted is that, you know, there are multiple sides going here all the time.
Yeah, it sounds like it, right?
You know, and some of the sides have contacted the National Park Service about the nature of the facility and about the work that's being done on the site. And that has been misinformation. And the National Park Service letter, you know, says at the outset that it's basing what it's stating and setting forth in the letter based on reports that it has received. And what I can tell you is what we've learned through hearings at the St. Louis County Council, we've heard from the legal counsel for Legacy Ice, we've heard from the Blues, we've heard from multiple organizations that are on the ground on this thing. All giving testimony before the council that all permits were properly obtained, and they were. I've seen them, and they were made available to the council. The Department of Natural Resources particularly gave an approval that was for dual-purpose grading to be performed at the site, and that is grading that would benefit the park and grading that would benefit the ultimate project if, and I say if, it got final approval.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an agreement with Legacy Ice that if they've done this grading work, which does benefit the park because we've had flooding in that area of the park for decades, this fixes that, which is great. But if there's any part of the work that they've done, any part of the grading that they've done that we don't like, we can demand that they grow the trees, you know, they plant trees, that they plant fauna that was similar to what was there. So it can be reversed, and it's at their expense. So at the end of the day, even if the project doesn't move forward, there's also a win-win. So there's a lot of confusion on this issue, and I don't think that Tony Messenger is helping the situation out.
Figure. Let me address one of the comments in there. So Emily Ferguson is quoted in his story, and she's described as someone who's in charge of state and local assistance for the Park Service. She says, "I struggle to understand how this will be a net benefit to public outdoor recreation. Overall, this facility sounds like a National Hockey League training facility with availability for college, high school, and finally, public use." So obviously, you have several groups. You have environmental groups that are concerned here. You have supporters of the park. You have people who live nearby. That's sort of the focus that they're sort of angling toward right now, that this, look, it's under the auspices of being a public recreation facility, but really what they're saying, it's an NHL training facility, and that's why they're trying to stop it.
Well, you know, and that's simply not true. 95% of the time is going to be utilized by youth and amateur ice skating organizations, and those are all not-for-profit. And yes, it's going to be used by the Blues, and I'm very glad to see that because we're going to have an interaction between kids and the Blues that is not possible anywhere else. It's a state-of-the-art facility. It has an outdoor rink which and all of the rinks are available to the public. We've got four sheets of ice there. It's a state-of-the-art facility. It's something beautiful for our community. It's a $60 million facility that the county does not have to pay for. There are no tax dollars involved in the building of the building or anything along those lines. So, it's just a great facility. It really is.
Why then did your county council, of which you used to be a member in San Page, put a halt to this the other night with a 4-3 vote, which was a resolution that was, sponsored by Chairman Page that would delay the project?
Well, first, it's a non-binding resolution. It doesn't actually halt the project. It really does nothing to stop the project, and really it was political theater. 6 months ago, he was the proponent of the bill. He moved the bill forward through the council. He convinced other council members to vote for the bill. He got unanimous approval for this project. And there is nothing that has changed since that time other than that the project has moved forward. Now, I think some environmental groups contacted him, and I think it caused him some pause. And we're also in a different time than we were last year. It's now an election year. And, there's politics at play all around. I think there's politics with Chairman Sam Page. I think he's failed to keep his promise to his constituents. This is his district, and we had families come from his district to speak on this matter all night on Tuesday. So I think that he's done his district, really, and I think our community at large, a great disservice by going back on a vote that he made that was informed, and he was presented with all the facts that you would ever need to know. And, I made a comment. I said, I understand that the dog ate your homework. I understand that the sun was in your eyes. And I meant that. And I mean that now. You can't go back on your votes. And this is a pattern for him. He's gone back on at least four matters that he claims, he didn't know what he was voting on. And that's just simply unacceptable for someone who's an anesthesiologist. He's, practices medicine locally. And this is an intellectual person who's an academic. I think he understands what he's reading.
Yeah, Chris Kerber called me yesterday, and he was at that meeting the other night, Voice of the Blues. Obviously, he's a proponent of this project for a variety of reasons. He said that this was one of his takeaways, that the council members were claiming that they were misinformed or not fully informed. But his take was none of them were saying exactly what they were misinformed about or where they were misinformed or misled. And that's still a little bit of the confusion. So to me, it sounds like all this outside pressure. Look, I'm all for sort of crossing the T's and dotting the I's and making sure, and obviously you would be concerned about this, that federal law is being followed here. But, it seems like we're doing a lot of revisionist history here.
Yeah, we are. And once again, I think it's a lot of political theater because the resolution doesn't stop the project. The resolution just clouds the issue, and that's what I think was intended at the council meeting. And as you said, there was nothing specifically pointed to that anyone could claim they were misled upon or misled about. Nothing. And I think that the Blues, and I think Legacy Ice, and I think their attorney, have all been very straightforward. They were straightforward with me. I supported the project and still do, and I'm not going to backtrack on my vote. I think this is something that's wonderful for our community. It's something that our families can use, and there is nothing inappropriate about it. There is only good things that will come from this project.
On the issue of the stormwater grading that you mentioned here, the Messenger column says there is no record of a stormwater project and the permit filed by the construction company describing its work as site preparation for the ICE Center construction. That sounds somewhat problematic if it's true.
No. Well, first of all, the primary permit was obtained from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. In that letter, the first line of the letter is from Sheila Sweeney from the Economic Development Council that's associated with St. Louis County. She says, I'm writing in support of the Legacy Ice Foundation's, facility. And she asked for dual purpose grading to be performed on the site. So that's first. That's the primary. Then Maryland Heights, who is intimately involved in this process and the project and is a major supporter of the project, is the municipality that issued that permit. So they're obviously well aware of everything that's going on at the site. And how they choose and how they chose to issue their permit, that's nothing that I'm in control of, and that's nothing that I really would concern myself with. But I know that they're intimately involved with the facts of this case, and certainly you haven't heard from Maryland Heights saying that they were misled, because they weren't. They understood fully what the grading was for and what the facility was all about. Yeah. And the grading does benefit the park because we've had, as I said, we've had flooding at that area of the park without the grading that was done for decades. And now, you know, we're assured by engineers that came and spoke at the St. Louis County Council meeting that that's not going to be the case anymore.
All right, St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger sort of clearing up, hopefully, some of these questions. Keep us posted. Thanks, Steve.
You got it. I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks a lot.
All right. I have some further comments on this, but we'll take a break here first.